The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me because I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same boat.
Yes, it can.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's Friday on Pep Talk with Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Got another expert. Yeah, I'll give you two guesses. Well, one guess. Boats.
Boats. Stephan Schmidt, Georgetown Technical College.
We gave you a hint. Stephan Schmidt, how are you this
morning? I'm great. And we're thinking, I'm on a boat. It's like, brr.
I know. I was going to say, maybe not. Hey, or if you are, bundle up.
Just do it, you know. Get out there, bundle up. Go on a boat, enjoy the sunshine.
Absolutely. Well, it's gorgeous. You know? It's just a little deceptive. There's a little chill in the air.
That's okay. Boating's fun no matter what.
That's right. That's right.
You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620. It's the phone number, 850-437-1620. You may have a question about your boat. You may have a question about Marine Service Technology Program or Georgetown Technical College or Key Marine themselves. More than happy to answer those questions for you. We are sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com is the website. You can go on there and check out all the specials that they have. You can check out the engines that they have in stock, Mercury, Yamaha, and Suzuki product as well. You can check that out. Now, the time is running out to save 20%.
It's a 20-year anniversary that they're celebrating.
Yeah, on the 20th year anniversary, you're going to save 20% up until the 20th of this month.
Wow, that's coming up quick now.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be next Friday, so it's a week. You have a week left to save that money. So
yes, that's exactly right. Next Friday.
Yeah, next Friday. So you need to go over there and check them out and save that 20%. Get you a gift certificate for somebody in your family. Maybe some electronics or something can be installed or anything like that.
That's
Key Marine is more than happy to help you out on all that stuff.
That's a great stocking stuffer for the boater in your
home.
Yeah,
no doubt. You know, you got somebody that you always go out on the boat with them and you don't ever give them any fuel or help them wash it. Give
there
them a gift certificate.
There you go.
We all know how that is when we're on the boat.
Does that happen to you? I'm hearing a little.
So, it's Friday the 13th today.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
man,
I didn't put it together.
I'm scared.
I wish you hadn't told me that.
You know, there's all kinds of superstitious people out there. I'm not one of them.
I kind of am. So now that you've said that, ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, just don't take banana on a boat. That's all. I don't know. I think that's the only one that I know of. So anyway.
Okay. All right.
So we're having fun over at Georgetown Tech and their Marine Service class. You're just, we wrapped up another week and we have four more days left.
Wow.
And we are done. Next Thursday, we're actually... You know, your Sonny's barbecue guy.
Yes.
What's his name? Elton?
Elton, yep.
Yeah.
Elton Scott.
That guy, he's got us, it's hooked on Sonny's barbecue, so we're going to order some stuff from him.
You know, I saw that happening last week, the two of them, because usually Elton comes in on Fridays, and I see this little negotiations going on in the back. What's with the little wheeling and dealing going on in the studio back there?
We're trying to get our turkey and ham for our Christmas dinner over at school in our classroom.
Very nice.
We're going to do that with him, so he better give me some advertising on his show. Boats and Barbecue. That's what me and him's going to come on the show.
Yes.
We're going to call it Boats and Barbecue. So
that
if he's listening today, let's do it. make it happen, right?
Well, yeah. I'm kind of jealous of the Georgetown, Technical College because y'all get off. I mean, I do miss the days of being in school where I had these long breaks.
You
get a nice break for the end of the year.
Yeah, it is. And you know, we had our advisory meeting yesterday, and we're going to talk about some things that we had talked about yesterday in our advisory meeting. And our advisory meeting, we do it once a year. We used to do it twice a year. We do it once a year. And let me give a big shout out to our culinary department because they cooked the meal for us. We had steak, potatoes, shrimp. Okay, so surf and turf, right?
Yum, that sounds great.
Had fresh asparagus that was cooked on grew on our property and cooked on our property over at Georgetown Tech. And my gosh, cheesecake that you just wouldn't believe is just unbelievable. So our culinary department done a great job over there. Mr. Brooks told me all that is coming out of my internal fund, which I told him, I said, go ahead because I don't have nothing in there. So I don't know where the money's going to come from, but... you know, that's all right. And so we did have our advisory meeting yesterday, and we had several people sitting around the table. These are industry partners, people to come from the industry. Jeff Crane from Yamaha was there. We had Mercury and Suzuki, both were online, watching online as well.
These are actually industry people. Industry. These are not like board members.
These people, people that work in the industry along. They're either supervisors, owners, service managers, employees. We had probably about 15 people sitting around the table yesterday talking about the Marine Service Technology class and what we can do for them, but not only that, what they do for us as well and what they can do for us.
Well, you recently got a motor, right?
It's a partnership with the industry partners to help us provide them a good employee.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do when they donate things, when industry partners donate stuff, that helps us to get the students not only interested but excited about the industry, right? But also learning events that they can learn from the products that we have. So it was really a good conversation. We talk about all kinds of different issues and things, and along with pay and the younger generation going into the field, the employability aspects of all that, how are people employable, and you know that comes with soft skills and things like that, and how important that is.
Do they talk to you about their expectations now, because things have changed?
Well, yeah, and we talked about that. Are you guys seeing are your industry partners seeing what I see when newer students are coming into my class? And we taught that in the last few weeks. We talked about younger people coming in and a different generation. You know, the phones are a problem. The way they talk to each other can be a problem, that kind of stuff. So, you know, and a lot of the people that we had a mix. I had some old school people there, you know, people my age or a little bit younger, you know, that worked on Noah's Ark were there in the room. And so, you know, we have that old school mentality, you know, show up to work, do your job, you know, be respectful, work hard, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then we had some younger generation people in there as well. I actually had Emery was one of my students that I have now was in there, and he's a very young, very green student in my classroom. So I had him attend that meeting as well.
Oh, that's smart.
The reason I like to do that, I had he was there. I had a student that was previously in my class working in field at that meeting. He was a high schooler. His name's Brody, and he's been on my show before here in, you know, on Boat Smart. And he was there. I had another student that was in my class that has his own business now. So I had a lot of representation of through the years where everything has come together.
Mm-hmm.
And where you have students that are in my class that are learning from students that's been there. Now you have students that are in the field or going into the field that are learning under my students that have been in the field for a period of time, along with students that are now have their own businesses and stuff that are hiring my students.
What a great cross-section. Plus, you're showing the continuity of how this can work when it's
exactly.
successful.
Exactly. And we're growing the technicians starting at Georgetown Tech, and we're growing them as they go out into the field. And the conversation was about the younger people and their skills, employability skills, communication skills, and stuff like that. And they said they see that as well. Where, you know, you might have somebody slipping away to a closet somewhere to text on their phone or something like
right.
that, you know?
Right.
And the funny part of all that is that they say that, you know, the other people that was in the room with us from our school said we don't have that issue with Marine Service Technology students going to work. And if we do, we take care of it. You know, we try to address that. One of the things that came up was comical, but it's also serious at the same time. When we have students going to co-op where they're going to work for a location, okay, and they're there working, they're under what we call a co-op program where they're still enrolled in school, but they're working out in the field as an employee, and they get paid for it. It's not free. They get paid.
That's great. They get on-hands and experience.
On-hands. They're working just like whatever they hired them as, a technician, helper, whatever. And if they have an issue, I get a phone call or an email, hey, we have an issue with this person, this student, right? And it's up to me to figure out how I'm going to handle this issue. Well, the goal is always to fix it, to correct it, to get them to where they stay in the field. We don't want to pull them out of there.
Right, right.
Now, we can pull them out. We can bring them back to the classroom and retrain, whatever we got to do at that point. I've had that. It's very few that we do that with. I mean, it's a slight percentage. I could put a percentage mark of 1% on there. But we do have sometimes issues, and it could be something as simple as, you know, the student comes in, he clocks in, he spends 15 minutes in the bathroom before he goes to work. I mean, does that sound
right.
like You know,
yes.
I mean, think about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, seriously, that's an issue.
Sure.
Or the student eats his breakfast at his workbench, or this or that, whatever, you know, the employee, you know, whatever, right? So I was having an issue at a local dealership with a student. I got a call from the service manager. We're having this issue, and it was something of that, like maybe eating at the bench or something. It was something like that, mm-hmm. right? So I went down there, and I met with the service manager, and now I have to meet with the student and the service manager together. So I said to him, okay, so do you have a place where we can have a private conversation? And he says, yeah, he says, we can go out by the picnic tables and sit. It was a nice day, you know, mm-hmm. nice out. So let's go sit at the picnic tables,
uh-oh.
Right? So we went to the picnic tables and we had a conversation with a student. And, you know, I laid out the rules and the law and said, look, this is how it's going to happen. This is how it's going to go down. And this is what we're going to do. So we came to an agreement. So from now on, what I do is I tell the students, don't make me take you to the picnic table.
There you go.
Right?
Right, that's right.
Kind of the
it's
thing.
Like the parents.
Right.
You become
we're
the parent
taking
now.
You to the picnic table. This is not going to be a good conversation.
Oh, yeah. Be
so
careful.
We
all
talked
right.
about that. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show, 850-437-1620. You can call or text your questions, and I'm more than happy to answer them for you. So
I don't know. I may have to keep my mouth shut because I don't want to go to the picnic table. I'm just saying.
Yeah, don't go to the picnic table. So well, that was funny, you know.
Yeah.
But it let our employers know that we handle what's going on with that.
Well, that's important. And part of the deal is learning. I mean, not just learning the actual technology and the things that you're teaching them in marine services, but also how to be a good employee.
Right.
I think that that's lacking right now.
I mean,
it's just the texting has changed the language and the way that people treat each other. There's just certain things that we learned that we take for granted, but for some reason now this newer generation is just not being taught some of these things.
I think a lot of people have this perception when they're working for somebody that they're working for the man or something like that, you know what I mean? Or they have all the money, they have all this and they have all that, and they're just pushing me down kind of mentality, you know. And a lot of times I have to take that out of people. I have people come to my classroom why are you coming to my classroom to learn? He said, well, I'm learning because they charge so much in the marine industry. I'm going to do it myself. And I said, okay, that's fine. But now you need to understand why they charge so much or why mm-hmm. people have to charge for things. You know,
right.
You have overhead, you have insurance,
business.
You have all the stress that comes along with all that stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we also teach that too and let the students know that as well. Part of being an employee,
right.
Understanding what the employer has to go through.
That's right.
Right?
And potentially, like you said, you had some students that now do run their own businesses.
Right, and they understand that too now. So, you know, so with Emory in there, the reason I like to have a student come in and represent the class is because after the meeting, that student can go down to the classroom and talk to other students about their experience at the advisor meeting.
Right.
So last night I said to him in the classroom, I said, give me a takeaway from our meeting that we had today. And this was in front of the whole entire class. I asked Emory, I said, what's your takeaway from the meeting that we had today? And his takeaway, I found this very interesting. He said, there's a lot more that goes on to this class than what you see in this class. There's more things going on in the background that nobody knows about.
Interesting.
So he saw that,
mm-hmm.
all the planning, all the times that I go out on my own time, talking to business partners, trying to get them involved, trying to get them to hire my students, how we communicate all through the year, even when I'm not working, those kind of things. That conversation is constant,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's in order to get to make my class better, to make my students better, to make us have a better way to get our students out in the field
right.
working.
Right.
Right. So that was his takeaway from that.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a great takeaway.
And I like that. And I told him, I said, I'm going to use that today, you know, in my show and tell people that's what you said and that kind of thing. Another reason I brought Emory in there too as well is because he's one of those students that is very green as he comes into class. And I don't mind saying that because, you know, he's not as mechanically inclined as other people, but he's learning, right? And when I teach him something and I see him learn something, his excitement of that
yes.
gets me excited
it's
about
contagious.
Teaching.
It's contagious. Yes. It is.
We were doing ignition testing the other day, and we run through a scenario. This is the problem. This is what the customer complaint is. You need you to let me know what the problem is. And they studied and they learned about ignition system, and I put them on the module to let them learn to troubleshoot it. And when he got the problem solved,
mm-hmm.
and I'm over there saying, man, awesome, good job. You know, that's the way you do it. his excitement level brought me to another level of teaching.
Yes.
Where his learning level brought me up.
Yes.
To another level of teaching. So that's fun too.
Absolutely.
You know, having that happen in the class as well. So yeah, it was a good meeting. We went downstairs and we had several people that have never been there before. Walked through our shop area. I continued my conversation down there. And one of my takeaways, okay, that I had when we were discussing back and forth about hiring my students was how I teach. And what I was telling them, and Emory's a good example, and I have other good examples of people to come in there and really have no basic knowledge of what we do in our industry. I have to take myself back 40 plus years ago to that level in order for me to teach to bring them to another level.
Right.
I have to remember where I came from.
That's right.
If I don't do that, I'm going to be like, well, you don't know that? What's wrong with you kind of situation,
then you're talking down to them and you're not teaching them.
Or you're
them.
Talking over their heads, you know, and you have to bring yourself down to their level of experience, you know, and you have to remember where you came from. And that's very important. So that's what I told my advisor council people as they were hiring my students. I said, here's the deal. When you hire my students, they're entry level. Some of them excel a little further. Some of them do not. I can guarantee you one thing. When I give you a student, they're going to be one of my best students. They may not have the knowledge of others that I've sent you.
Mm-hmm.
But these people are willing to learn. They're willing to be there. They're willing to, you know, invest in their learning experience at your business. Now, here's what you have to do. You have to not ruin them on me. Because what happens is they throw them in a fire of something they're not able to do, and they quit.
They get discouraged.
They get discouraged. Right. So you cannot break them. You cannot discourage them, right? So you have to be careful of that in the classroom as well as when you send them out in industry. So one of the things I told them, I said, the best way to do this is you put them under the wing of another technician. It doesn't have to be one of my previous students. It doesn't have anybody there. You know, it could be anybody that is a senior employee, somebody that has great knowledge.
Right, a kind of a buddy system, but they're looking a sponsor.
Mentoring, they're looking out for them. Then you bring them up from there. And as they learn and as they do the tasks that they need to do, then you wean them off of that person. And that's basically what we're starting to do in the industry. And we're seeing that a little bit. And that helps my student continue to learn.
It's so interesting. As you're talking, I'm getting such a sense of you being a coach. Like a football coach, it's like you've got the team, you've got the people that you're training them to get better. They're mentoring underneath. They've got the first, second, third string, and they got to learn from the first string. I mean, it's like an in-hole.
That's pretty neat, yeah.
You know, I mean, everything that you're doing, and you don't want to discourage them. You want to encourage them.
Right, and you do your very best to do that.
And so you're a cheerleader and a coach and a parent. There's a lot that goes into what
you
do.
But you also have to correct as well.
Yes, that's the thing.
You know?
And discipline.
And you have to, and that's part of it. Now, that comes to a totally different subject, because a lot of people, when you discipline or you try to correct whatever it is they're doing, whether it's attendance, whether it's not doing their paperwork, whatever it is, you have to be very careful how you do that, because different people react differently. Some people shut down.
Right.
Some people get mad. Some people want to leave. Some people will go ahead and move forward.
They'll feel threatened.
Take that into consideration. And then, and so as you're working through this process, you have to start learning the students, their personalities and what to do. And when you get on to somebody and they shut down, you're like, what am I going to do?
Yeah. Well, everyone learns differently.
Now I'm rethinking. Now I'm trying to think, okay, how am I going to get this out of that,
right.
And work with that. So you have to work your way around all that.
Because everyone learns differently. They have different experience,
Everybody does.
Some people thrive in structure. Other people don't. They would rather be more of a free spirit and learn in a different way. So it's a lot of different learning techniques, too.
So you try to take that in account and you try to work with all that stuff, It's to me, it's interesting. Somebody at the advisory meeting said yesterday, I think it was Mrs. Carroll, said that I'm not a teacher, but I'm a teacher, because I don't know if she said it that way. She said, I had no training to be a teacher.
Right.
But now here I am doing this job,
And
sometimes it floors me to even think that I'm doing this, honestly.
I suspect that your students are very lucky to have you.
Well,
you have a lot of experience, but in genuine care.
Sometimes they don't think so. Sometimes they don't think so. Sometimes it's like, oh boy.
If you just joined us, you're listening to Boat Smart on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3. Got a question for Stefan Schmidt? Just text it in, 850-437-1620.
Yeah, I'm doing all the talking. Just text me a question or call me. I get a chance to drink a water and take a little breath here. I did all the talking in the meeting yesterday, too. I'm looking over at Mr. Brooks. He's our new principal this year. And Mr. Rollins used to be the principal. And I always did all the talking. He got to eat all the great food, right? So yesterday, I'm kind of elbowing Mr. Brooks, trying to slide the paperwork over to him. He's like shaking his head. Nope. Not doing that. I'm eating.
Well, you have to do the to-go box.
So after it was over, I was like, I was trying to train you properly so I could eat and you could talk, but it didn't work out that way.
Well, one of the things that we have a little bit of time left, you mentioned that you did want to talk about, it is cold outside.
Yeah.
Winterizing. Yeah. That kind of thing.
Yeah. So keep your eye on the weather as we go into next few month or so. It is going to get colder, so you need to pay attention to that. As I discussed last week, the outboard stuff, you can just trim them down, drain the water out of them, that kind of stuff, so you're good there, So pay attention to the weather.
Okay? Right.
We will. Next Thursday is our last day. I think I mentioned that. We're going to pull all the boats in that are inboard or stern drives to where they don't freeze while we're gone, so I don't have to rush up there if it does get cold during
That's
Christmas
smart.
Break. We'll be out from the 20th until I think the 6th or 7th. So I got a long break there.
I'm jealous.
Yeah. So pay attention to the weather. It's always best to be, do it before the weather gets cold.
Proactive.
To be proactive with it. Call Key Marine, say, I need to get my boat winterized, and let them go ahead and do that for you. That way you know it's done properly.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not familiar with it, it can cause a lot of damage. A broken block, busted block because of freeze. Possibly not covered under insurance, so you need to check with your insurance company and stuff like that too.
Well, especially for new boat owners.
New boat owners, definitely.
They may not have any idea of what they need to do.
It can get cold enough. Like this week, it's not going to get that cold, but who knows what's going to happen during Christmas and into the new year and stuff like that. When a lot of places, now this is something to think about too. I got to get with Key Marine and find out what their schedule is, because a lot of dealerships in these locations, they close between Christmas and New Year's.
That's kind of
their vacation time.
Sure, that makes sense.
So you have to pay attention to that as well.
Make sure that you get in touch with them before this week, today, or the beginning of next week.
If you're planning on going on vacation, your boat's sitting outside or whatever, you might want to think about, okay, what do I need to do with my boat so I don't come back? I've got a couple boats over there. I think one of them right now probably has a busted block on it because last year it sat out in the cold.
That's not good.
So it happens.
That's not
good.
And
once that happens, you cannot fix it. You can't fix the crack. You have to replace the engine or whatever.
Which we really don't want to do. It's a little expensive to do that.
Because you could have taken care of that beforehand.
Absolutely.
So watch the weather. Watch where your boat is and things like that. So take care of that stuff. So I've got a couple things I'll talk about as we close. I just want to talk about so far this year as we get into the end of the new year. Six students working in field this year.
Fantastic.
Riley Coleman is working over at Make Wake Marine. He got that job through Freedom Boat Club. He was actually working part-time at Freedom. Make Wake services Freedom Boat Club's boats, and they seen that he had some potential. He is now working for them. Okay, so that's
great.
Awesome. Alexander Mears is working at 850 Marine Service. That's a local independent. I'm giving some advertisements to people out there, so y'all pay attention to this, okay? Clayton, he's working over at BGS Marine, which is a great helper of ours, one of our advisory council members. Amelia, like we talked about, is working out at the Key Marine Center.
So exciting.
I spoke with her this morning, and she says, I am learning so much.
She says it's
unbelievable how much I'm learning out at Key Marine. And this is her first, get this, y'all, this is her first company Christmas party she gets to go to.
Oh, wow.
She's very excited
about that. That's so cool,
So that was pretty cool that she told me that. I'm going to my first company Christmas party,
That's awesome.
Yep, and then Sean Steger, he's at Legendary Marine, and Brody Preston over at Legendary Marine. And all these students are doing so well. I check on them from time to time, make sure they're doing good. They come by the class sometime, talk to my students. So it's been a good year. We really are looking forward to what our numbers are going to look like. Last year, 23-24 school year, 80% completion rate, 90% placement rate.
Wow, that's impressive. So, well, you must feel very proud.
Yeah,
now, if someone does want to take part in Marine Services,
just go out to George. Get on George Stone College website. It's georgestonecollege.edu. Check out their chat feature. you can get a hold of me or anybody else out there. So,
all right. Yeah. We've been talking with Stefan Smith. This has been Boat Smart.
That's
covering
right.
a lot of topics. Thanks for being here this
thank
morning.
You.
Thank you so much for all that you do for the community. And the fact that you've got these students out in the workforce is
out
just
there
phenomenal.
Working,
just
money.
Phenomenal.
Yep. Thank
all
you
right.
guys very much.
This has been Boat Smart on Pep Talk News Radio 92.3. We'll be back in just a few minutes after the news.